This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. It is Full Throttle Racing with Kane, and I've been waiting for like months to say this. It's race day, everybody. It's the ARCA Mobile 200, and as a lot of you know, we got rained out yesterday. The local divisions will race next Saturday. Pro Trucks, Bombers, and Sportsmen. And if you had tickets for last night's event, well, guess what? You'll get in free next Saturday. Simple as that. Huge show. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. If you need a motor built along the Gulf Coast, I'm telling you, he built ours. It's quick. And, of course, if you know some of the local drivers that are using, they're past champions. We'll just leave it at that. What a huge show. Standing by, we've got an 11-year veteran of racing, but her first, and I said her first in ARCA, Sarah Cornette-Ching, 23-year-old welder, female rookie driver from Canada. Wait till you hear some stories that she's going to share with us. Tommy Prater, also the promoter of ARCA Mobile 200, he'll be on to give us the full rundown of events today. Billy Bob Otto with Ratty Rods of the South. This is an amazing 10,000-member organization that sells stickers and T-shirts for what they do, and they donate it to our Kane's Warrior Kids. And again, of course, with Kane Motorsports, we race to bring awareness and funds to childhood cancer, and we'll talk more about that later. Joe McArdle from Sunny South Raceway is going to recap last weekend's season opener, and today at the ARCA Mobile 200, there are four drivers that have actually come from the ranks of Sunny South Raceway running, and one of those drivers from Granby, Alabama, Greg Hutto Jr., is going to be on. And as if that's not enough, and we'll have to talk fast, Dustin Long, live from Phoenix with NBC Sports. John Cohen, if you haven't heard, the owner of Team Extreme, that team that actually had their car stolen at Texas, he might get it taken away from NASCAR and attorneys. We'll find out why. Kurt Busch is back, and of course, we'll see what he has to say. And Harvick is on the pole. He's going for his fourth race win in a row at Phoenix. So if you're a race fan, stick around. It's going to be huge. From Canada, enjoying our Gulf Coast weather, as I read on your internet page, it's sometimes you're working out in 30 to below weather. Is that right, Sarah? Good morning.
Yeah, that's correct. It's pretty cold up where I was working.
Good gosh. Well, first of all, congratulations. I've read a little bit about you, and we've talked on and off the air, and what an amazing story. After we talk to Sarah today, you're going to see why I think she's probably one of the best role models for female racers and young girls everywhere. You're 23 years old. You followed the dream to race. Most people wouldn't move to Canada to do that. Explain why you did it.
Yeah, I live in Canada. I was born in Canada, and I worked up there. Mm. I had to basically take on a trade and get my funds rolling so I could continue racing. So I took on welding, and I did that for 3 years, and that is what made me able to come down and run Daytona and give myself more opportunities to race in the ARCA Series. So I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to be running the full season this year.
And that's amazing because you started this at 20 years old. Most 20-year-old females probably wouldn't be doing what you're doing. How did you get started? Because you might be a rookie in ARCA, but you've been racing a long time.
Yeah, I got started 12 years old. I was racing with my dad. I ran four-cylinder cars up in Canada, and then we moved up to street stocks and late models and ran some super late races. So it's just been a natural progression. As soon as I finished high school, things sort of slowed down as far as being able to afford to race. And like I said, that's why I went straight into welding and was able to keep that all rolling. So it's definitely not been just an easy path. It's been something I really had to work at. And now I'm so blessed to have the support that I have and be able to run this series this year.
In an interview earlier, I want to read what you said. You said, I rent a house with five other people. We leave the house at 4 a.m., get on the bus for an hour bus ride, then 10 to 12 hours working, get back on the bus. You do 15 days on, 6 days off, and a lot of times 30 below. So what kind of welding are you doing up there?
We're doing structural welding mostly. I've done some pipeline stuff and TIG stuff as well, but it is cold. It is long days. It's a very intense work environment. You're working with the same people all the time, and you're sort of isolated from any kind of humanity, I would say.
Oh, gosh.
So it's difficult, and I'm glad I had that experience because it's given me so much perspective on where I am now and how appreciative I am of what I have in front of me here.
Your parents have to be so proud.
I think so, yeah. They tell me all the time, so. They can't be here. I think that's the biggest bummer, is that they would really love to be here. My dad's actually never missed a race up until today. This will be the first race he hasn't been here with me, so I think he's a little more torn up about it than I am.
Well, tell us the difference between Daytona and our Mobile International Speedway. Obviously, different sides of the spectrum. How do you go in as a driver? Because I heard in an interview on Fox 10 this week that you haven't been to any of these tracks.
No, I haven't run at any of the tracks we're going to run on this year, so everything's new to me. The cars are even quite a bit different than what I'm used to racing. They're heavier. The rear ends are, like at home we run a locked rear end, so it really changes the way you come off the corner and the way you drive the car. So, like I said in the other interview, it's all brand new to me. We're here to learn, and I think we're going to have a great year because working with Tony Blanchard, he is so supportive of me and so knowledgeable, and I'm just learning and soaking up so much.
What number do you run?
Number two, and it's pink and white, so you cannot miss it.
That's what I was about to say. It's probably one of the best-looking cars out there. You know, I was reading up about you, and this is a great thing that you did. Tell us about the Race 101 program. I think if more drivers did this, they'd have more success at acquiring sponsors.
Yeah, Race 101 was a program I went through in 2011, and the program basically covered every facet of racing, the marketing, the PR, the social media, the front-end geometry, the driving, like everything you could really... A lot of people just think, like, you're a good driver and you're going to make it kind of thing, but there's so much more behind the scenes that really to network and to get yourself into the positions where people want to help you. This program was instrumental in getting me here, I have to say. So.
And you start where today? 11th, is that right?
Yeah, we'll roll off 11th due to the qualifying being rained out yesterday. So, I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We haven't got to run the car yet this weekend. I'm hoping that... It's looking dry. They got trucks rolling around the track now, drying it off. So hopefully we get out and run some practice this morning so we can get a feel for what the track's going to feel like. It's pretty green. There's no rubber on it as of yet.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to come to meet you right after the show. Come by the pits and say, hey, real quick, I do this with a lot of the new drivers that come on. We have a lot of young drivers getting into go-karts along the Gulf Coast and other tracks. Sarah, I think your story's incredible, and you're an inspiring person. To fight for your dream and achieve it is awesome. And I want to know, what kind of advice would you give to new families getting involved in racing, and especially young drivers and even female drivers?
I think the biggest piece of advice I like to give to anyone is, like, if you really want something, there's always a way to get it.
Yes.
And just don't give up, because, like, even for me, 2 years ago, I never thought I'd be standing here. I thought, I hope I'm not welding for the rest of my life, but you know what I mean? You don't know, and you just keep pushing and doing those things, and eventually things will line up. It'll happen.
Well, I think it's going to be great. I wish you the best of success, Sarah. We're going to follow your career as you get in through ARCA, and we'd love to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
All right, absolutely. Sarah Cornette Sheen, the young 23-year-old from Canada. We've got more to come. Tommy Prater is up next, and he's going to go through the rundown of events. So everyone looking for the schedule online? Well, we got it right here. Billy Bob Otto with Rowdy Rods of the South, an amazing organization. These guys are 10,000 people strong all over the country that have rat rods. We're going to explain a little bit about what that is and how they help Kane's Warrior Kids with childhood cancer. And we're getting ready for another huge trip to the USA Women and Children's Hospital. We'll talk about that too. Hang on, lots of racing to come. Hey, welcome back to the ARCA Mobile 200 show, is what we should call this. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Still to come, hang on, Billy Bob Otto with Rowdy Rod to the South, Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway, recapping last race weekend. And like I said, we've got four different drivers in today's ARCA Mobile 200 that actually came through the ranks in Sunny South Raceway. One of those drivers from Granby, Alabama, Greg Hutto Jr. He'll be on, and again, Dustin Long with NBC Sports live from Phoenix. Lots to cover. One of the guys has been so busy for, I don't know, the past 6 months, really, but it's really coming down to it. Promoter of the ARCA Mobile 200 at the Speedway, Tommy Prater. Good morning. You're doing laps around the track, aren't you? Trying to get this sucker dried off.
Good morning, Kane. It is a absolutely gorgeous day here at the racetrack, and the teams are already working, trying to get the track dry so we can practice.
Yeah, and that's the key. And first of all, for everyone, let's just get it out there right away. Yesterday, you had to make one of the toughest calls as a promoter. Kudos to you and your team for bringing in extra pumps that were pumping for like 3 days straight. But when the rains just couldn't stop soon enough, there's so much rain that comes off that front straightaway because of the angle. Even if we could have drive the track, it would have been probably impossible to race. So the Pro Trucks, Bombers, and Sportsmen will be back next Saturday. And if you had a ticket for last night, you can get in free, right?
Absolutely. Hold on to everything you had. for Friday, uh-huh. and it gets you in next weekend. And we're really looking forward to having the Bomber Sportsman yeah. and Truck back. It, you know, I bill it as the greatest races mm-hmm. of the weekend
yeah.
because the local guys put on the best show. And it killed us that we couldn't get them in last night. But we're going to bring them back next Saturday, and we're going to create another event. And, you know, what I love is our sponsor for the night, Mosquito Patch, called me yesterday
yeah.
wanting to make sure that their sponsorship was still going to remain on that event for next
good.
Weekend
yeah.
because they want to be part of the locals coming back to Mobile.
And that's awesome. And Tommy, let's get just a rundown of the schedule. It is up on Facebook. It is up at ArkhamMobile200.com. But how do we just now with the weather and everything, I think we're on schedule. Cars should be hitting the track soon.
Well, cars are scheduled to go on the racetrack at 9:30 for a 30-minute practice session. Then from a team standpoint, they'll go back through post-race, pre-race qualifying and sectioner, and they'll do that. We'll line the cars up on the front stretch at 11:30, autograph session, which is the biggest event of
yeah.
the day, at noon on the front stretch, and then we'll go racing at 2 o'clock this afternoon for what has become one of the greatest shows in all of motorsport.
And you've got to talk about the trophy. I know Grant Enfinger is going for the three-peat. I think he's going to run out of room if he takes another one of these suckers home.
I bet she'll add on.
I would.
You know, it's been fun to watch how this trophy has grown mm-hmm. in stature over the last 3 years. I saw numerous quotes from drivers this weekend that it is there. Their Martinsville grandfather car, their Gibson guitar, and that's just so cool. And we're just happy to have something that, from Crosley Electric, that everybody points to and says this is the coolest trophy in all of motorsports.
Well, and the thing is, what I've talked with ARCA drivers and some of the team members, again, they really, really like coming to the track because of all the events building up. Thursday night at the Battleship, an incredible turnout.
Well, you know, I mean, it's an event. It's a
yeah.
happening. And when we go to other places, in some places where they also ran.
Yeah.
Well, when we come to Mobile, you know, they're the show.
Yeah.
And they enjoy being the show, the teams, the drivers, the car owners. All really, when you give them an opportunity to be the show, they go that extra mile to look good and be here and participate. And it's certainly shown this weekend. All you have to do is add hotels and restaurants.
Yeah.
If they've had any racing.
You know, I know we've actually got to talk about the Moose as well. As we were on hold, this is what I heard. I said, hey, where's that carburetor? you're juggling stuff today, brother.
Yeah, we made a slight rule change yesterday for the motor pocket. And so we're going to try a different carburetor this morning for the Moose to see if it'll act better with the new package change they made yesterday. And so, you know, it's a never-ending process, as you well know.
Yeah.
You're always looking for the little bit extra, and that's where the carburetors go tapping today.
You know, you guys did a great job. I was one of the ride-along drivers with the old cup cars here from the Rusty Wallace driving experience, and some of the funnest driving I did was the side-by-side racing with your son. They kind of tell us, well, don't go too fast. I was trying to keep up with the Moose. That was fun.
You know, that was so much fun. The lady that was riding with Thomas.
Yeah.
It was her 80th birthday.
I loved that.
And that's what she was doing. For her 70th birthday, she went skydiving.
Wow.
I don't think she realized how dangerous it was to be riding with the Moose on her 80th birthday. But, you know, hey, you know, you can kind of live on the edge. So,
yeah.
But it was a fun day. And Chastity Bird from Fox 10 came down. And everybody just had a blast.
Well, okay, so the race is going to start at about 2 o'clock. It rolls off. Let's talk about how the military is involved today.
Well, you know, we just love our troops, and we've been very active in giving out tickets along the Gulf Coast. And, you know, we've got a flyover from some World War II old aviation planes that are going to all these guys are veterans from the Roy E. Ray flight demonstration team.
Mm-hmm.
They put on a good show last year, and we're looking forward to them putting on another good show this year. About their race, I mean their flying show, than they are about to race.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about tickets for the race, because there are still some general admission seats available, right?
Oh, there are left here at the grandstands. Not a lot. A lot of sections are already sold out. There are some general admission tickets. There are some infield passes left. It's been a tremendous response to this year's race. And we're really, really happy with what people have done and supported this program. And the tickets, you come right in. When you come to the Speedway today, they're not out of the regular ticket office.
Right.
There is a separate ticket tent just to handle all the ticket requests that we have going on today.
Yeah, as soon as you drive in, it's on the right-hand side. You can't miss it. Well, Tommy, I know you've got so much to do. Can't wait to see you there in the next hour and a half or so. Good luck. I think it's going to be a great day, and the fans are coming.
Well, all you got to do today is put on your SPF 65, because it's absolutely gorgeous down here. And, you know, I don't have much hair anymore, so I'm going to have to find me a hat here pretty soon.
Yeah, I bet you there's a couple of Arca hats available, bro.
I might can give me one.
I think so. Thank you, man. I appreciate you coming on.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right. There you go, Tommy Prater. And, again, Tommy's going to be super busy with everything he's doing out there, but he's done a great job promoting the Arcamobile 200. Again, tickets are still available, so keep that in mind. Joe McArdle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. Again, going to recap last week's season opener, and four different drivers from Granby, Alabama, actually participating today in that Arcamobile 200. And Greg Hutto Jr., we're going to talk with him as he's preparing his ride. He was also the other driver with me and also Thomas Prater that did the drive-along and ride-alongs with the Rusty Wallace driving experience last weekend. I wasn't going to say this, but I will. They put a new tire on the front end of my car. Going into turn two, I looped it, okay? And I looked over, and as I'm spinning, I drop it into second, drop the gas, and I'm like, I'm looking over at this other guy. There's no cars coming. I punch the gas. We go straight forward. This guy's like, yeah, man! He got out there, and he said, I forget his name. He knows who he is. And he said, dude, that was the coolest thing. Did you mean to do that? I was like, man, I'm so sorry. He said, that was the best ride I've ever had. So that was cool. And so it was just neat to be a part of that, to see these race fans that don't get to do what we do all the time. And to bring the joy to them, it was just one of the cool things. Now, there's a lot of folks along the Gulf Coast and all over the world that are a part of this next group. Ratty Rods of the South, Billy Bob and Sue Otto have created a monster with this machine that they have. And I'm just honored to have them part of Kane Motorsports. Billy Bob, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Kane. How about yourself?
Doing great. Okay. Yeah, it's a good day. It's a race day. And, Billy, you guys have teamed up with us with Kane Motorsports for our childhood cancer causes with Kane's Warrior Kids. And you guys do some amazing stuff. I wanted to get you back on because we've had some silent auctions. We've raised a lot of money, and I'm just so thankful. And now you've got some new things that you want to tell the folks about.
Yes, we are, every now and then, we're going to start a bid on, like, flag and stuff. We bid it off a flag with Ratty Rods of the South, mm-hmm. with my signature and Sue's signature on it. My wife has done an excellent job on the new shirt we got coming in. She's made a new design on the shirts, and we've raised a lot of money for you and the Warrior Kids.
Yes, sir.
Off of the flags. We bid it off some coffee cups, mm-hmm. Some race banners that we signed and everything. And we're going to continue to do that and try to help y'all as much as we can, because just the smile on these kids' face whenever they get help.
Well, and that's the thing, and that we've all these race teams like Red Dog Reynolds. I know there's several other people, and I apologize not calling you all out by name, but there's so many people involved. You've even got the Ratty Rods of the South coming from Tennessee. We're going to do another trip starting. I'm going to find the date next week, and we'll put it on Facebook under Derek Long, D-E-R-E-K-L-O-N-G. And we're taking a lot of race cars, a lot of Ratty Rods back to the USA Women and Children's Medical Hospital to deliver Easter baskets to these families, and especially these kids. And we did it for Christmas, and can you explain what that was like?
Yes, it was just a heartfelt situation, because some of these kids hadn't been out of their rooms in weeks, and then whenever we drive up and they seen all the toys for Christmas and everything, I'm going to tell you, it brought tears to my eyes, and that's whenever me and Sue decided we're going to team up with y'all and help as much as we can. Like you said, we got cars coming from North Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, and
all
of course,
for the kids along the Gulf Coast. And that's just so incredible that you guys have got behind us on this. What is a Ratty Rod?
It is a old vehicle that you make to your own.
That's so true.
That's
good.
Right now, I'm in the building a 1947 KB5 International Rat Rod.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be our next project for Ratty Rod of the South.
And you had a pretty cool tractor with a huge motor and a racing motor. It sounded like a NASCAR car, but you sold it, right?
Yes, I did. Good. And we decided to build this truck, and the truck's name will be Miss Lizzie, and that's after the daughter that passed away.
Yeah, that's good. Now, well,
and we just appreciate everything that you and Michelle's doing, and everybody. I want to thank everybody with Ratty Rod of the South for donating and participating.
Yes.
And we will hand over a check to you at the hospital with all the donations.
Oh, that's great. And I'm going to go ahead and say what we're putting that to, which we've talked about. We had one of our young children, Luke Courtney, and he passed to cancer. He touched a lot of people along the Gulf Coast, and his family is still struggling. And talking to the parents, love Amy Luther, but they don't have a marker for their child's grave. There's a number out there, and it tears them up. And Ratty Rods of the South and all of our supporters with Kane Motorsports, we're going to make that happen, aren't we?
That's right. We are going to make that happen, and I'm just heartfelt for all the children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why me and Sue have decided to team up with y'all. And I will be holding more bids on Ratty Rod of the South on Facebook.
And we've got some race parts. We're going to probably auction off an autographed hood from us if someone's interested in something like that. We'll get together on that, and we'll get it out there. But Billy Bob, we've still got several people to come on, but it just warms my heart. And I want to share the kind of people that we surround ourselves with because they've got the same hearts. The racing community is amazing. They've come together. We've got a brand-new driver, Johnny Green, from Intimidator Charters. He's a sportsman driver along the Gulf Coast. This week he's joined our team, K Motorsports, along with Matt Jackson. We have a four-car team now. And we're going to expand to five or six next year. Can't quite talk about it yet, but he is going to take kids out on his charter boat out into the Gulf with families that are fighting cancer. We're going to do it at least twice this year and give them a free ride out there and let them enjoy some fishing. So, Johnny Green, we love you being a part of it. Billy Bob, Sue, we love you all too. And you guys, it's race day, so we got to go talk more racing, buddy.
Alrighty, and I appreciate you having me on, Kane. And I'm out in California, so I want to tell my wife back home that I love her, and she's doing a great job helping y'all.
Absolutely, thank you guys, Billy Bob and Sue Otto again with Ratty Rods of the South, really making a great effort for everything we're doing along the Gulf Coast for the kids. It's time to go to the short track, Sunny South Raceway. Joe McCarville's coming up next, a driver from Grand Bay, Greg Hutto Jr. He's in the ARCA race, and we still got NASCAR. Hang on. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to the Kane Motorsports sponsors. Again, honored to have Johnny Green with his Intimidator Charters Sportsman. I'm going to be part of the team and taking out kids who are fighting cancer and their families for free out on their boat to let them catch some fish, have a good time. Thank you to McDonald's. All the Gulf Coast McDonald's are behind Kane's Warrior Kids. Also, Pull Apart, BA Motorsports, and Pitts & Sons Towing, Titan Race Cars. Also, D&T Automotive helping with the transmissions. The Belrose Tattoo and Piercing Shop are also a big part of what we do with the childhood cancer. ABC Designs have designed our cars looking great. Falsac Tires and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Metro Glass of Mobile, Coastal Traffic, and again Perkins Hurricane Landing, all making our racing season going to be great. NASCAR, it's finally here. NBC Sports, right here too. Dustin Long, it's been a busy morning talking about ARCA, but you're now down at Phoenix, and here's the main thing. We got to talk about Harvick, how he's going to go for, I believe, this fourth. He's on the pole. Bush is back, and you got a lot of other stuff. Good morning. Welcome back, buddy.
Well, good morning. As the sun rises here in Phoenix, as right here at the track, and getting ready for the garage to open in a few minutes for the Sprint Cup team to begin the daily grind. So, and what's going to be on the mind of a lot of teams is, like you say, how do you beat Kevin Harvick? Mm-hmm. He's won the last three. He's won four of the last five races. Won the last three races at Phoenix, four of the last five. And obviously, he comes in after his win last weekend at Las Vegas. So, he's already hot, strong at this track. And, teams have got a lot to do to figure out what to beat him with him on the pole. And, Joey Logano made the comment, hey, if we're going to beat him, he's going to have to make a mistake.
Yeah.
So, he was so good last year.
Uh-oh.
He was so far ahead of everybody that you knew the day before the race that he was going to win the race as long as they didn't have a problem.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens in the practice session today.
Nope. You got
a little bit. I mean, I look at Joey Logano and how strong he's been, and he's somebody that I think could challenge, but still, there's you know, in the past, there's been a big gap between Harvick and the rest of the field, and it'll be a shame to close that, and if anybody can challenge this, because obviously, remember, this is important because this is the race at the end of the season that gets you a championship.
Yeah.
So, you know, remember, it was this race last year where November, where Ryan Newman, you know, knocked, you know, bumped Kyle Larson out of the way in the last corner, last lap, to get that last point to a Homestead finale for the championship and knock Jeff Gordon out of championship.
Yeah.
Well, even though there's going to be a lot of time between now and November, teams say it's still important. And this will give you a read on what could happen in November.
Well, we're having some phone difficulties because I know it's hard to get out there, so you're cutting in and out just a little bit. But before, we got to talk about Kurt Busch. He's back. He's got to be pumped. Chevy's back behind him as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Kurt Busch is back. The indefinite suspension is over, and he is set to, you know, he's been in the car, you know, this weekend, and was start off fast in practice, ended up being 17th in practice, needed to get a little more speed, got qualified 8th, and, you know, he talked about just felt good to be back in the garage. Not a lot of people were kind of coming up to him and shaking his hand and telling him that they were glad that he was back after missing the first three races after the indefinite suspension. You know, one of the things he talked about was just the challenge of, you know, having missed the first three races. He's a little bit behind everybody with the new rules. With the lack of horsepower, the aero rules, and also just kind of getting adjusted to the driver-adjustable track bar that you can use in the car. So he's kind of got to work through those, and he'll be doing more of that during today's practice session to kind of get a little bit more feel for that. You know, the one advantage is this is the first short track race for everybody with the aero package and with the horsepower reduction. So he says in one sense he doesn't feel like he's too far off of everybody else, because everybody's going to be doing this, you know, this is their first time on the short track. So we'll see how that plays out. But, you know, he's got a little bit of tweaking to do just to kind of, you know, make sure he's up to par with everybody else. You know, he's certainly happy to be back and showed some speed yesterday.
Yeah. Minute and a half left. Arrest warrant issued for the number 44 team owner who got his car and hauler stolen to Texas. Tell us the story there.
Well, it's John Cullen, Team Extreme car owner, and it's related to a civil lawsuit settlement, and that basically said that he was being served upon, all the information being served upon to an address that he was not at. He claimed he didn't have the information on part of this lawsuit. He said he was been trying to sell it for the last few years at a certain price. It'd be related to some investors that he's had. Was trying to do a Manhattan nightclub that didn't work, and so trying to get through that. I talked to him yesterday. He doesn't feel, you know, he's got a new lawyer. He says that, you know, the other side is just, he's talked about maybe taking a lien on his assets and potentially on his race team. He says he doesn't think that's going to happen, but he's, you know, still working through that. He's also involved in a lawsuit with Swan Racing from last year, but that's a separate thing. But, you know, he was here with the team with the 44 Travis Quaffle, but they did not make the race yesterday.
Oh, okay. NBC Sports, the new job, new website, talk about it.
Yeah, NASCAR Talk at NBCSports.com. That's where you can find all sorts of news and information on all things NASCAR. And I'm here at the track, and you can follow me at Dustin Long on Twitter. And certainly have a lot of information for you throughout the day as things happen today. You can also, make a plug and hear me on Sirius XM NASCAR Radio today. I'll be co-hosting Press Pass from, I guess, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern, so it was 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central time there for you.
Well, we appreciate it, and everybody needs to check that out. Again, Dustin does such a great job, whether it's the radio, TV, or everything. Dustin, thank you so much again for being a part of the show. Obviously, Harvick's my pick, and you're going to be safe and say that too?
Well, we'll see what happens today, but obviously Harvick will be a good pick. You know, I'll tell you one guy I want to kind of keep an eye on, maybe look at the Ganassi guys. Jamie Murray, third. Kyle Larson was up there. They've shown some speed. Larson was my pick last week at Las Vegas, didn't pan out, but I really, that's a team I want to keep an eye on. And obviously a guy like Martin Truex Jr., look at the speed that he's had the start of the season. That's another good one to kind of keep an eye on.
Well, Dustin, we appreciate everything. I know you just got at the track, so go do your day job, brother. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll see you guys.
Absolutely. And there you go, Dustin Long. He's going to wrap up the show. Thank you to Sarah Cornette Ching, the 23-year-old who's got that hot white and pink car. You want to check her out on the track for sure. Also, thank you so much to Tommy Prater. Cars will be on the road, on the track, I should say, at 9:30. Billy Bob Otto with Ratty Rods of the South. We love you and Sue. We appreciate everything you're doing to help us raise money for the marker stone for our buddy Luke, who's passed on. God bless you. Joe McCardle at Sunny South Raceway. Also, the ARCA driver, Greg Hutto Jr. What a great show. ARCA Mobile 200 today. Get there if you're going. Leave now. Traffic is going to be a bear. And don't forget, they're going to put the cars on the track at 11:30. Autograph session for an hour, and we go racing at 2. Can't wait. Let's do this. Oh, yeah. Bye, Mom. Love you.